right. Rentfree1310 at Gmail if you want to add to this. Whatever is making you insane over the days, weeks, months, and years. Rentfree1310 at Gmail. Let's start with the good P1s. Let's go to Matthew in Lake Highlands, who says, Will Ferrell and Maggie Gyllenhaal did a movie together back in 2006 called Stranger Than Fiction, where he plays an IRS auditor. Gyllenhaal portrays a feminist baker who Ferrell is sent to audit her returns. A confrontation occurs at the bakery where she levels a slur at Ferrell. And go ahead and play the audio here, Ham.
Damn it. You miscreant.
I understand.
Oh, yes, Ben. Taxman!
Somewhere else we could talk about this?
No.
So Matthew says, Get Bent Taxman immediately plays in his head when he's confronted with unreasonable expenses like tipping and self-service kiosks, random service charges, concert ticket fees, etc.
It is an underrated, really well-written movie.
I was going to say, that's a very deep cut for a Will Ferrell movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
No, I haven't either.
It's got a sad ending,
It's very weird because it was...
Love it.
I did.
It was funny, but it wasn't like Will Ferrell funny.
No.
Like, you think of like a goofy Will Ferrell movie, and this was the first one where it's like, okay, this is pretty sad.
Yeah, but it's good.
I like her a lot. She's really
Maggie?
Good. Everything she's been in is quite good, I think.
Okay. Jake Gyllenhaal's sister.
Yes.
She was in Dark Knight, Ham.
And Get Bent is a all-time white guy put down.
Get Bent.
Get Bent, tax man.
You lost?
Let's go to P1 Shane. He says, Afternoon, boys. Well, what lives rent-free in my family's head is the old clip of the old man and his wife that tries to call their son but leaves a message on someone else's voicemail. Anytime someone in the house says to press something, me, my wife, 13-year-old son, or my 10-year-old daughter yells, maybe you didn't press it hard enough, and then we just all bust out laughing. On a side note, I have since lost the audio of this exchange between the old man and his wife. If there's any way I could get that would be great. Can't find it on the Unticket. So if someone could email it to me, the kids are always asking to hear it. And I believe this took a little digging, right, Ham, to find this in our archives. But I think this is 15 years old at least.
At least.
But I think pound for pound, this is some of the funniest random audio we've ever played here on the station. Enjoy this voicemail.
Hey, Scott, this is Dad speaking. Look, I'm on 635, around in the Dallas area somewhere. Give me a call on my cell phone, 6. Talk to you later. I don't know if that was Scott or not. You know, I thought Cynthia had a recording.
Yeah, she does.
This was a guy that had a recording. Did you dial the ring?
I don't know, but maybe I didn't.
Okay. Well, we'll wait for a few minutes and try again.
You got the wrong number then, because it's Cynthia that does it. Scott does not do it. Is it on? I'll dial it again.
Yeah.
When it was a guy, you should have hung up.
Well, I don't know, hon. I mean, it could have been
here,
Scott.
Is it ready to go?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't changed that quick, though.
Did you press the bar, sweetie?
Yeah, I pressed
it. No, you didn't.
I pressed the bar.
No, you didn't.
Jesus.
Well, you didn't press it because I could look right here and show that it was not connected.
Or maybe I didn't press it hard enough.
Okay, honey, then you didn't press the bar. No, you know, you get awfully...
No, you do. You sit there and you say, I said you, I pressed. The bar.
Honey, couldn't have pressed the bar. Sitting here telling me that there was no connection. Now what the hell are you telling me? Then you said to me, well, I guess I didn't press
maybe
it hard enough.
Maybe I didn't press it hard enough.
Then you didn't press the bar. You know, Lou, I mean, after all,
Lou,
I don't need your help right now.
Give me the thing.
That's all right. Leave it sit there for a while.
You better get the thing right, and I'll doll it again.
I'm just going to
stop
for a while.
See, that's like the other night. You going to call him, give me your number? No.
Lil, don't start on me, please.
Well,
I got enough on my mind right now. I don't need your bullshit. Now, if you can't be any help to me, just sit there and be quiet. No, you're not.
Wow. Man. What a great old person fight.
It is.
That was one of the best hardline segments.
That is 30-plus years of marriage right there.
Man.
He doesn't want to deal with any of her crap anymore.
Number one.
So was that
sit there and be quiet.
Was that a call to Corby or Danny's phone, or
no,
was it someone to a P1 that they sent to them?
A P1 received it and sent it to the hardline.
Yeah.
My God, that is gold.
It's amazing.
Like, two elderly people that don't fully understand the cell phone technology, and they're dialing the phone number because they're like, okay.
He's driving around.
Yeah, and she's just...
He's kind of laughing it off at first, and then she starts to egg him on, and then by the end of it, he's done.
While the recording is still going,
yes.
It's like, okay, now we'll call it again.
And there's times
did you press
when,
the bar?
There's times when Jenny starts annoying me, and I'll say, don't start on me, please.
Don't start on me.
I hope they're doing okay.
Yeah, hope so.
That was at least 15 years ago.
The makeup had to be.
Oh, just bomb.
Just dynamite. All right, yes. Let's go to Rob. He says, sup, sweet spots. That's us.
Hey, what up?
I have a rent-free to share. I'm ruined any time I hear someone talk about Mission Impossible, the movie. I immediately tune out and think Mission Impossion, and then have a nice internal laugh about it. I heard Jeb do a review about the movie a few weeks back, but completely missed his points because I was busy thinking about how in the world did Ham end up saying Mission Impossion? So great. P1 Rob. And this was... how many months ago? This was back in the spring?
Yes, this was like back in like April. We were at Texas Motor Speedway, Whip Was, and we were speaking to Shea Whigham,
that's right.
Who stars in
was Drewski
Mission
there?
Impossible.
No.
No Drewski?
Damn.
Pre-Drewski.
Okay.
Do we have the sign-off here? Because I always thought this is one of the better dismounts we've had in a while.
Well, no, you ain't got it. You don't have it bad. This is pretty,
no complaints at all.
We got good barbecue. We got a lot of good people. Well, Shay, we appreciate your time today. We hope you'll have fun being the Grand Marshal for today's race. And, thank you so much for your time.
Go see Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Mission what?
There you go.
Mission Impossible.
Got a little choked up there.
Yeah. I would love for somehow Mission Impossible gets back to Tom Cruise somehow. I don't know how.
Well, he was in
Dallas.
We
have a lot of listeners. I know. He's been in Dallas before. I'm sure he's friends with somebody that is somewhat of a P1.
Or the dude he was in the movie with.
Yeah, just
go see Mission Impossible.
Have that guy, whoever that is, say, hey, really, think we should do another Mission Impossible movie.
Also,
Tom Cruise's.
We should also incorporate Monty saying, well, have fun being the Grand Marshal in the parade. Just drop that on random guests.
Next week to Shahan.
Yeah. All right.
Hope you'll have fun being the Grand Marshal for today's race. And,
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Sean, next week with Shahan or whoever our next guest is. That's
easy.
That's the sign off.
Easily. No problem.
Go see Mission Impossible.
Go see Mission Impossible.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right, let's move on to Daniel. He has a quick one. He says, Junior Miller's daughter sang The Ticket in a low voice. And I believe she's now 3.
Man, they grew up so fast.
She is to the point now where she understands that dad works at a radio station. And sometimes they play this during a legal ID, and I always have a good laugh.
The ticket.
The ticket.
I do the dad thing. I keep all the old recordings of my kids when they couldn't enunciate too well, and there's words that they would butcher, and I have some of them recorded, and I will always keep them.
How old were they when they realized what you do for a living?
Six.
Oh,
five,
wow.
Six,
okay.
Somewhere in there, yeah. They didn't really care too
so
much.
At that age, at 3, when they're talking and babbling and stuff, they're just like, oh, daddy's gone for
they
the day.
They knew dad had a job at the radio, but they didn't quite exactly understand what it all is.
He works really early in the morning and really late at night for some reason. He's never here in the middle. He's always napping in the middle of the day.
When I found a bunch of old ham audio a few weeks back going through my email, I found one day, it was some weekend I had to be up here, and I just brought both girls with me, and they did their own podcast in Prod 3.
Okay.
It's like 10 minutes.
Pretty good.
It's so, it's like being on acid listening to it.
Are they like Creighton and EA and you're just like, listen. They're just yelling at each other.
Just at each other's throats.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Have some hot takes on the Micah trade.
Absolutely. All right, let's move on to this final one. This is from Alex, sent this last month. He goes, sending a DM for video purposes to the billiards god. but this clip truly lives rent-free in my head. Love all your buns. Now, this is a video of a dude on a roof rapping, and a fatter dude comes out the window to do some grilling.
Okay.
And this was a viral video, I think, from a few years ago, maybe. I've seen it before, and this will absolutely be an earworm and get stuck in your head. He's just dancing around, jiggling everywhere.
I guess I've never heard the full version of that. I've only seen, because that's the one where he's crawling out the window. It's
he crawls
this one, right?
Out the window and
he's dancing,
jiggling around. He's got like a barbecue apron on.
Okay.
And then he rifles his shirt off, and I do like the moment where he's talking about having tees on his back and he just stops dancing all of a sudden and stares him down. But then he feels the beat so much he has to just continue.
Get back into it.
Great.
Yeah. I've never seen a big boy get on the roof either.
No.
He's right. But the big boy got on the roof.
And
he started cooking up. Yeah. Let him cook.
And he had a couple of those things on his back too. All right. It's 2:31 here on the Sweet Spot. That is rent free for another week. Rentfree1310@gmail.com. If you want to add to this fun segment, coming up next.